Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dal, Chapter 7, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah concludes with the Avoda, with the final service of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, Kidei Yadav Haraglav, the Kohen Gadol sanctified his hands and his feet by washing from the Kiyar. This was the sixth time that he did this. Upashad, he took off his golden garments. Viyar and Vitaval, and he went down and he immersed himself. This was the fourth time that he would immerse himself. Viyalav and Istapag, and he came up and he dried himself. They brought him the white garments, and he put them on. And once again, he sanctified his hands and his feet from the kir by washing his hands and his feet from the kir, from the laver. This was the seventh time that he did it. Nichnasi, entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. Laitzias akap es amachna, to remove the spoon and the pan that he had placed there with the incense, the ktoiris. Kidesh Yadav Haraglav, an eighth time. He sanctified his hands and his feet by washing them from the kior. Upashad, and he took off the white garments. Viyar, and he went down betavel, and he immersed himself. Alav and listapag, he came up and he dried himself after the fifth time of taveling himself. Heviul ebidei zaha velavash, they brought him the golden garments. He put them on bekidesh yadav haraglav, and once again he sanctified his hands and his feet by washing them from the kior, the ninth time. Venichnas, and he entered lahakdir tayr shalbein harabayim, to offer, to burn the incense of the afternoon on the golden mizbeach that was in the sanctuary, in the Heichal. And to ignite the neiros on the menorah, the lights on the menorah. V'kiddush yadav v'raglav, and now a tenth time. He did kiddush yadav v'raglav, he sanctified his hands and his feet by washing them from the kiyar. U'pashad, he removed the golden garments. Heviulai b'gdei atzmai, they brought him his own personal clothing. V'lavash, and he put them on, and he left the azar, he left the courtyard, and he went home. And the entire nation would accompany him at Beis until his home. And the Kohen Gadol made a special yontif, a holiday for his beloved ones. At the time that he emerged peacefully without any type of damage from the Kodesh, from the Holy of Holies. That means to say, we know that especially during Bayis Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim Gadol and the high priest were not on the right spiritual level, and they would die when they entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If the high priest emerged unscathed, that was a sign that he was on the right spiritual level. And therefore the Kohen Gadol would make a large feast, a festive celebration, that he survived, that he emerged unscathed. We speak about on davening on Yom Kippur, how the amazing countenance, the shining countenance, and the happiness of the Kohen Gadol when he emerged unscathed. Let's see Mishnah Hey, Mishnah 5. Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Mishamesh, would ordinarily do service in the Beis HaMikdash B'Shemayin HaKelim by wearing eight garments. The Ahedyet and a regular Kohen, Be'arba, would wear four garments. Biksoines, a long shirt. Umichnasayim, and short pants. Umitznefes, short pants, pants. Umitznefes, and a hat to the Avnei, and a belt. These were the four garments that the Kohen Gadol, regular Kohen, wore. The Kohen Gadol also wore these four. But in addition, Maisav Alav Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol had another four, which were called the Big Dezava, the golden garments. What are they? Choshen, the breastplate. The Ephod, an ephod is a robe, ume'il, and an apron, vice versa. Maybe the ephod is an apron and the me'il was a robe. Vitzitz, and a golden plate on his forehead. Says the Mishnah, be'ilu nishalom be'urim v'tumim. The Mishnah will explain that there's only certain times when one is permissible to ask from the urim v'tumim. What was the urim v'tumim? The urim v'tumim was a fold that was behind the cheshen, behind the breastplate. And the way that it worked was like this. The Kohen Gadol would stand facing the Aron, the Ark. And whoever needed to ask the question would stand behind him, facing the back of the Kohen. And the fellow asking would ask whatever had to be asked in a very subdued and quiet voice. And immediately, the Ruach HaKodesh, divine spirit, would enter into the Kohen Gadol. He would look at the Choshen, at the breastplate, and he would see that certain letters in the Choshen, in the breastplate, were elevated or lit up. And we know that the Choshen had all the letters of the Yalv base, because it said on it the names of each Shevet. Then the words Shiftei Ka, tribes of Hashem, and then the words Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the letters that were needed for the response to whoever asked the question would light up, and they say they'd get their answer with Ruach HaKodesh, with divine inspiration. Now how did the Kohen Gadol know how to combine the letters, what it meant? That was also divinely inspired. Now, just because a regular person had a question from God, they couldn't ask this question. So as the Mishnah in Yishalim, the only time it's permissible to ask the Urim V'Tumim El Lamelech, if it's for the king, Ula Bezdin, or for the Sanhedrin, the high court, Ula Misha Tzibar Tzarech Bay, or somebody that the congregation need it. It means if it was a communal thing, they were able to ask. We see this in the Navi, that they would ask if they should go out to war, if they should attack, if they should defend. These type of questions were asked, and the Urim and Tumim would respond accordingly. Wishing you a great day. Hopefully you're off. So have an enjoyable, restful day and a wonderful rest of your week.